Welcome back in, Jim, along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. It's Mav Day today, and with us right now, the intramed coach of the RMAC regular season champion, Cottonwood Mesa softball team, Mercedes Boti, joins us. Mercedes, I appreciate it. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Unfortunately for your ball club, you didn't get a chance to play that final regular season series against Fort Lewis College. There was nothing to do with COVID. It was some conflicts with their graduation. How much of a plus minus was it to not be able to play that series against the Skyhawks?
It was a little weird having kind of a weekend off. It would have been nice to play and just kind of keep in the normal groove of things, but it was really nice to rest our players and really just kind of focus on playoffs from there on. So the girls were happy to catch up on some sleep and rest their arms and their legs and things like that. So I think it worked out pretty well for us.
So the Mavericks will host the RMAC softball tournament that starts this Thursday over at Bergman Field. And you'll play at 4 o'clock, and you'll wait to find out to see who you play. It'll either be 4th-seeded Colorado School of Mines or 5th-seeded Regis. And Mercedes, that home series against Mines, swept that series, won 3 out of 4 at Regis during the regular season. So whoever you play, you've had some success against in 2021.
Yeah, it's nice to know kind of what we're going to be going up against. And I think we're going to do well. I don't think any of these pitchers are going to blow it by us. I think if we just kind of focus on our game and do well, we'll be just fine.
If it's Colorado Mines, it's a team that comes in with, obviously I mentioned the 4th seed in this tournament. They're hitting .321. A team, like you said, that's got a little offensive pop with Kylie Redding. She has 31 RBIs. Sierra Larson is their RBI leader this year. She has 36. So they have a couple of players that certainly have had put together some good seasons, some good power numbers this season for the Ordiggers.
Yeah, they have a couple good players that definitely can hit and get RBIs and have power. But I think we figured out how to pitch to them pretty well and really just getting the people out around them. So if they do get the big hit, there's no RBI there, and maybe they just get stranded on second base. And then we should be good.
Mercedes Boti, interim head coach of the CMU softball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. What about their pitching? If you end up facing Mines, obviously don't know who they're going to start in that first game on Thursday, but just kind of an overview of their pitching from what you saw when you swept that series over at Bergman Field.
Their pitching, we just need to adjust a little bit sooner to kind of their pitching. They don't have anybody that throws super speedy. I think our pitchers are the best ones in the conference, and we've told our team that. And as long as we can hit off our pitchers and inner squads, you know, it gets slightly easier once we face opponents. And really just attacking early in the count and being aggressive, and we should be successful.
Mercedes Boti, the coach of the CMU softball team. They start the RMAC tournament Thursday at Bergman Field. And so it could be Mines, it could be Regis. And with Regis, they were the ones that handed you your first loss of the season, that 12-6 loss when you played over there. You still won that series, but I'm sure that that's still in the back of your minds about what Regis did with handing you that first loss during regular season play.
Yeah, it's a little different because that loss, we really made a lot of mistakes kind of all over the board. We weren't adjusting hitting. Our pitchers were definitely off and leaving, you know, pitches way over the plate or walking a lot of batters and making errors in all different ways defensively. So we really kind of gave that game away. I think if they would have proven that they were the better team, you know, we might be a little bit more nervous. But as long as we don't have, you know, 10 mistakes kind of like we did during that game, which we haven't since, so that's good, then we should be, you know, confident and kind of just rolling through.
The Rangers do have a pretty good offensive ball club. The 343 is a team. Jade Lowe's had a good season for them. Team leading 40 RBIs and 11 home runs, so they do pose a challenge in that regard to your pitching staff of some good bats in that Rangers lineup.
Yeah, they do actually hit well, and it's, you know, better teams should hit well in this conference, kind of like we do. The good thing is we have 3 different pitchers, so we really can just have all 3 of them throw in the same game and really try to keep them off balance.
And once again, that starts this Thursday, 4 o'clock, Colorado Mesa, the regular season RMAC champs. They will take on either the Colorado School of Mines or Regis at 4 o'clock in the first game of the RMAC tournament for the Mavericks at Bergman Field. And go to the CMU website to get ticket information on that. Mercedes, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. And best of luck starting out Thursday in the RMAC tournament.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Mercedes Boatte, interim coach of the CMU softball team, joining us on the program today. All right. Text or call the show, 970-242-1340. Coming up, Sarah Stottle from the CMU softball team will join us to talk about the Maverick